Hello everybody, it's Danny Wilson from Boxing Science. I'd like to welcome you to the Boxing Science podcast. This is the start of a little mini series where we're going to be taking excerpts from an interview that we performed on the Boxing Science Conference 2022. This is the Mindset of Champions, where we did an interview with two of our champions at Boxing Science. First of all, IBO super middleweight champion of the world, Lerone Richards, and European featherweight champion, Jordan Gill. This interview was led by sports psychologist, Dr. Pete Olesoga, and we covered a range of different subjects from how to deal with setbacks, how to deal with pressure, and what are the key motivations for boxing. And in this first episode is how to build confidence, where to seek confidence from. Is it from their peers? Is it from within? Is it from past performances? And it's a fantastic concept that we created for the conference, and it was a hugely popular workshop across the weekend. And the reason why it was so great, because we were getting a very detailed insight into the minds of our successful champions, but also Pete used sports psychology framework to be able to break it down to, you know, sometimes these thought processes boxers and champions in other sports will naturally have, and it's a sports psychologist's job to break it down and into some sort of theory, but it makes some of the thoughts and the conversations into a more constructive element that you can take into your own boxing if you're an athlete, and into your own coaching if you are a technical coach or a strength conditioning coach. Okay, so let's crack on with the episode. And like I said, this is sort of a new series of bite-sized clips from the interview. I think the interview was about an hour and 20 long, and each episode will be dedicated to a certain subject that was brought up. So this one's on confidence. The next one is going to be how to deal with pressure. Another one is going to be how to deal with setbacks, how to stay motivated. So make sure that you tune in. If you're not a subscriber yet to the podcast, please hit the subscribe button. And if you have a little bit of time to give us some feedback, please submit a rating, and also let us know what you think of the Boxing Science podcast and what you want to see in the future. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoy The Mindset of Champions, how to build confidence in boxing.
And it kind of leads on to the next question, really, which is about confidence. And I get the impression that you're quite a confident guy. I know you're quite a confident guy. So modest.
Yeah.
What does confidence mean to you? Like, what does it mean to be confident?
Believing in yourself. For me, it's just believing in myself, I believe. Like, I just believe in myself to next levels.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not like ignorant, you know, I'm prepared to listen and learn from other people, but I believe in myself, and that's where I get my confidence from what I do. And then when it comes to training as well, I put the work in, I train extremely hard, and that even builds my confidence even more. Because what you put in is what you get out.
Yeah. I was going to say, where do you get that from? Is it just from kind of just the work that you put in, or the kind
my
of
work
other,
ethic,
other places that you get confidence from?
My work ethic, the people that I have around me, they don't bullshit me.
Yeah.
They keep things real. And that's very important. You know, if I'm not doing this right, if I'm not hitting the right numbers, I say, look, Lerone, what's going on? I hit the right numbers. I can see the results. That's when my confidence comes. And that's why when it comes to fights now, I believe I can't be beat.
Yeah.
I can't be beat. I train too hard, man. I can't be beat.
Jordan, what about you?
The thing about confidence comes from my preparation. Just to know that I've done everything that I possibly can. Mm. The way I see it is, if they beat me, then they deserve it. Because you got to be good to beat me. Because I've trained hard. I've done everything I possibly can to get in the ring in the best shape possible. And tactically, I've prepared, I've studied the guy, I know what I need to do to win the fight. So I think if you're underconfident, I think that comes from under preparation. I feel like that comes from not really knowing how he's going to react when you're doing this. I think you have to, I don't know, it's hard for me, because I wouldn't say I'm the most confident person in the world, to be honest. I wouldn't say that I don't feel unbeatable. I think everybody's beat. I've been beat. So I don't feel like I'm unbeatable, and I don't feel supremely confident. I don't feel like I'm not a, what's a guy that said he walks the earth like a god? What's his name?
Oh, Charles Martin.
Yeah, I'm no Charles Martin. I feel like I do get nervous a lot more than I used to. I never used to really get nervous. I get nervous now. But it's about using them nerves in the right way. And it's something that I'm still learning to do. I think nerves for me is a good thing. And I always remember Carl Froch saying to me that he used to get really nervous. He, like, to the point where he'd be shaking. And he used to get everybody out of his change room. And he'd just have a little chat with his mum. His mum would be there and have a little chat because he was that nervous. And then he'd go in and smash whoever was in front of him. So it's a case like, everybody's got a different process. I feel like I've got my process. I build my opponent up to be King Kong so that in training, it allows me to push and push and push and make sure that I'm hitting the numbers, that make sure that I'm getting the best out of myself in sparring, making sure that I'm working on what I need to be doing. And then on fight night, it should be easy. And obviously, it's never easy, but you're better prepared than you can be. And yeah, like I said, I think the preparation brings the confidence, and I know that I prepare well. So that's where it comes from.
Has it always come from there, or has that sort of changed, you know, where you get your confidence from as you've matured, as you've kind of gotten older, as you've become more successful? What would you say?
I think it's definitely changed, because I never really used to think about it when I was young. I don't know if it's arrogance or it's just like that youthful, he's not going to fucking beat me. Like, you go in and you think, you feel like you can take on the world. And obviously, as you get older, your competition's stepping up, and you realize your vulnerabilities, you realize your capabilities. And as well, I was in and around people that were probably overconfident. And I saw, like, I always think it's good to learn from people's mistakes and try not to make their mistakes yourself. And obviously everyone makes mistakes, but one of the mistakes I saw people make time and time again was I was overconfident to the point where they're deluded. And I was always thinking, bloody hell, I hope I'm not deluded like that. And like, cause you question yourself and you think, Jesus, like, so in effect, like, that brings your confidence down a little bit, but like in yourself, you want to bring that confidence down just so you're not to the point where you're deluded, because you're confident in these fights are still hard. Even the easy fights are hard fights. So it's like, you can't be deluded thinking you're going to go in and smash everybody. But at the same time, you've got to be confident that you're fit, confident that you're strong, confident that you can react to what the other man's doing, and confident that you're the best that you can be. And that's all you control, really. So it's not, you can't really worry about anything else that you can't control.
Yeah, so with me, how I get my confidence from boxing is when I turned professional, I was very adamant that I wanted to go at each level. Sort of like a game, you know, just ticking these boxes. So obviously winning the British, the Commonwealth, ticking the boxes. Oh yeah, I'm British level, Commonwealth level, European level. And that's where I gained the confidence from. So when I go in the ring now with these guys at world level, I know I belong there because I've ticked all them boxes before. So that's where I get my confidence from.
Okay. And same, is it kind of always been like that for you?
Yeah.
Just kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I've always liked to tick boxes.
So again, thinking about this from a sort of psychology perspective, like the number one source of confidence is past achievements, you know, and whether that's, like you say, ticking those boxes, or whether that's the numbers that you're hitting in the gym, and kind of you can look back at that. So, okay, well, I've done this. Okay, well, I should be confident. I deserve to be confident. So it's really nice to hear you guys both saying that you get confidence from those things that you can control, your work that you put in the gym, and things that are like stable, like they're always going to be there. Like the work that you put in is always going to stay the same. And getting confidence from those two places is kind of really...
Well, in the gym, there's different things that you get more confidence from. So it's okay. Like, although the effort's always the constant, but like, if you're having a bad day, if you've not been able to rep out on dumbbell curls, I'm not going to be bothered about that going into a fight compared to if I've had a bad spar. You know what I mean? So there's like different exercises that you're doing, training, that will knock your confidence or gain your confidence. So I can go into a fight knowing that I'm sparring great and I don't care about the rest of the training, to be honest, because that's the closest thing I'm going to get to fighting.
I was going to say, is there anything that would shake your confidence? I know what you're going to say.
do you know what it is? I'm just quiet. I don't know whether it's just... I'm just quiet. It's like there's been times where I just spar bad. I've sparred bad, but in my head I'm just like, on fight night I'm going to deliver. And I always say it, like, I've sparred terrible during camps and then I just know on that day I'm just going to deliver, and I always do. But it's because I always stick it, it's always in here that when that bell goes on fight night I must deliver.
So and there's no pressure, post, man. Always deliver.
Yeah.
So I guess the other thing with confidences, I worked with a boxer years ago and he was very concerned about appearing to be confident, because you're supposed to be, right? You're supposed to be big and brash and loud and kind of talk the talk, because that's what confidence looks like. Except he wasn't that sort of person, so it wasn't natural to him. And I wonder what you think about that, the idea of, is appearing to be confident more important than actually being confident? Because, you know, you talked about, I have self-doubts, I get nervous, right? So what do you think about that?
I think it's important just to be who you are. And you know, if you're underconfident, but you're appearing to be overconfident, then is it a benefit? Probably not. So you might be better off appearing to be underconfident than surprise attack. You know, I just think you gotta let it be whatever you are. If you're extrovert, be extrovert. If you're introvert, be in yourself. So like, if you're like a neutral, you know, chill guy, then do what you want. So I just think you gotta everything, whatever you do, it's gotta be natural.
Yeah.
And you gotta let it come from within.
Yeah, I agree with Jordan. I feel, you know, when Jordan said about if you are confident but you're playing like you're not. Mm. Surely that would affect you psychologically. So just be yourself and don't change for no one.
It's solid advice.
Do you know what? A lot of people, I like to have a laugh and people will start to see that more. But I'm never going to be this guy that starts shouting and throwing tables and all this madness, because that's just not me. You know, it's just not me. So I'll just continue to be myself. And maybe if I did all them things, I might get more views and people might like to watch me fight a lot more.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lose myself for that. So I just got to continue being myself.
Yeah, so being authentic and kind of staying true to your own values. Yeah.
Well, you see a lot of people, they'll come out of what they actually are because of the pressures. The pressures are to be a star, to be a Conor McGregor, to be a Floyd Mayweather, putting $100 bills in people's faces and, you know, slapping titties in a strip club, because, you know, that's what sells. It sells. People want to tune in, and the pressures are from the broadcaster, the pressures are from the promoter, the pressures are from, you know, the ticket sales office, and you know, a lot of fighters will see that pressure, and, you know, maybe even if you say that you don't feel the pressure, subconsciously at some point there's a good chance in your career you will feel it.